We had in the Mishnah, Machloikes, Rab Talfin, Rab Akiva, Misha Meis, Veniach, Isha, Ubalchoy, Vyorshim. A person died and he left over an Isha who wanted to be Goyva Haksube, Abalchoy, who wanted to be Goyva the Choy, Vyorshim. Oyo loy pikodain oy milve biyadachayim. And the mace left over a pikodin or a milve. So Rav Tarfin says, Yinosnu lekoishel shebehen. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what that means. Rabbi Kiva imer ein merachmin bedin ale yinosnu leyershim. Shekulon tzrichen shvue vein a yershin tzrichen shvue. So therefore, we consider it la'acher mises aviyim. It's considered metaltali diyasmi. It's theirs already. They don't have to bring a birr that they're entitled to it. The others have to swear, and they don't have to swear. So we consider it's birshus yershim already. And therefore, the Baal Choyv and Ksubasisha cannot be goyve anymore from these nechosim, because metaltli diyasmi le mishtabdi leila Baal Choyv leila Ksubasisha. So the Gemara asks, lamali lamisni milve, lamali lamisni pikodin. Why does the Mishnah have to speak out two cases that the father left over metaltli na pikodin, or he left over a milve? Milve. If it would only say milve, I would say behokom Rabbi Tarfin. By milve, Rabbi Tarfin holds mishum de milve lahitzonitno. That means the money that the father had lent to the loive became automatically the loive's. So now the father does not possess any money. The loive is mechuyev to pay up the chayiv. But here, since the money that the loive has is not the money that the father lent him, that means a fellow, the money is still around, but it's not the father's anymore. So memele, so there is no mamon be'en which belongs to the father, to the mate, so therefore we cannot consider the milve that this is metaltli the yasmi, because the yasimim were never kaine the tashlume yachayv, the chayv was never paid up yet, so there is no money that the yoshim was oichin that we could consider this metaltli the yasmi the lemishtabdi lebalchayv. So if we would only say milve, I would say by milve, Rab Tarfin says that the Baal Choyv or the Ksubasisha could be gaiva from the loiva. Avo pekodin, the Isa be'ene, but pekodin is be'en, so this is momoinoi shel hamafkid, this is momoinoi shel hameis, and therefore ein memoide leil Rabbi Kiva. So I would say there Rab Tarfin is also moide to Rabbi Kiva, that this is definitely considered metaltli the yasmi. So that's why it has to say in the Mishnah Pikodin to tell me the Revuse that Rav Tarfin holds a filu by a Pikodin, calls man it was not nichnas l'rishus ha-yesoimim, it's not called metaltli the yasmi. Vitono, and if it would only say Pikodin, so I would say, behokom Rabbi Kiva, so here Rabbi Kiva is chaylik, and he says that this is zicher metaltli diyasmi, avol bahach, but by milve, eima moidel Rab Tarfin. I would say he's moidel to Rab Tarfin, and he's, that it's considered metaltli diyasmi. Zicher, that is why we have to have both bovis. Zogt Rashi, it is not kayem be'en, the mechasre geveine, it's mechusa geveine from the loive. the loimonchi b'shusa deyasmi, avu pekodin de ise be'einai, avu pekodin that is ben, eime de cholheicha de isa b'shusa deyasmi ise. So that is why we have two cases in the Mishnah to tell us Rebuse, the Rab Tarfon, and Rebuse, the Rabbi Kiva. Now, we had the Memra of Rab Tarfon. Rab Tarfon says that who gets the Schus Gvir, Yinosnu Lekoishel Shebohem. Lekoishel would mean the weaker one. My lekoishel, Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina Oima lekoishel sheberaya, the one that has the weakest raya. So let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says lekoishel sheberaya, lemi sheshtoroi meucha, that means if we have here two toivim, Aisha moning haksube, and a balchoiv moning his chayv from the metaltalim that the mace left over. Now, if one of them has a shtar that was written before the karkois were sold, so that one is able to be goive their chayiv from the lekuches, from karkois. The other one, whose shtar was written later, is unable to mon from the lekuches, because the lekuches purchased their karke before the chayiv was ever chal, so he can mon from the lekuches. They bought a karke she'ena mishubedes loy. So Memele, so that is what Rab Tarfon says. Let us satisfy all the Balei Dvorim, the Koishel Shebaraye, who is unable to be goiver from the Lekuches, let them be goiver from the Metaltalim, and let the other one be goiver from the Lekuches. That's what Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina says. Lekoishel sheberai. Rabbi Yochanan amar leksubes ishe. Rabbi Yochanan says, now lekoishel means we give first to the leksubes ishe mishum chino. What does Rashi say? Leksubes ishe hikriya koishel. She's called the koishel. Shein darko lachzer acher nichne hameis ulevakesh heichon yesh leikarke. That means that even though there are kakois which are meshubit for haksube, but one has to do some research to figure out that these kakois once belonged to her husband and someone purchased them. She's very schwach in these inyonim. She's unable to do this research. So memele, so she's called the kaishol. Mishum China, Rashi says, sheyimtzu anoshim chayin be'enei hanoshim. That the anoshim, the men, should find chayin be'enei hanoshim. V'yiyu nisoy slohen, sheloi tidagno lahavsid ksubosam. So that the women should not worry about their ksubit, that they shouldn't lose the ksubit. They should feel secure that if their husband leaves over metaltlim, they have the first opportunity. They have the dinkedime to be gaiva from the metaltlim before any balchay. So mamela, so if they're hesitant to get married because of this daiga, so this daiga was taken away by Rav Tarfon saying that Yinosnu Lekoishel will give it to the Noshim. So now the Gemara says, Kitanoi. Now this Machlokes, Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina, Rabbi Yochanan, how we translate Lekoshel, that Rav Tarfon mentioned, is a machlokes tanoim. Rabbi Yomin Oima Lekoshel Sheberaya, that was like a Yosi Rav Chanina, for who kosher, this is a good pshat, we'll see in a minute. Rabbi Lozer Oima Leksubis Isha Mishum Chino. So Rashi says, v'hu kosher, padovor kosher, v'hogun lasais kain. It's a good idea to do that, to give to the kosher sheberaya. Now, very interesting, Haskome, Rabbi Yomin says, Lekoshel Sheberaya, that's a good idea. I mean, that's like a very good, it's a good pshat. So the Shit Mekabetzer says a very interesting pshat in this Vahu Kosha. That means, Rabbi Talfin said that, Yinosnu Lekoshel Sheberaya. Now, according so who's called the Kaisel? So according to Rabbi Binyamin, the Kaisel means the one who is unable to be gaver from the Lekuchas. He has a Shtar Merucher. His Chayiv was much later, so he can't be gaver from the Lekuchas. So Rab Tarfin is explaining who should be gaiva from the metaltalin, number one. And number two, why they are gaiva from the metaltalin, so explains because if they won't be gaiva from the metaltalin, they won't be able to be gaiva, period. So he's giving a reason why they have a din kedima. That's kosher. According to Rabbi Lozo, l'ksubis isha, you give it to the woman. Why do you give it to the woman? We want to encourage women to get married. Fine. So red rocha bitraktana. So say, you know, leisha. Well, lekoshel. Oh yeah, they have difficulties in doing research, finding out who sold the karka, who bought the karka. That's very good. They're also koshel. They can't pick up a sledgehammer either, but either say you give to the Noshim, or give the reason why you give to the Noshim. But to call them a Koshel, and the reason is not because of the Koshel. So that's why Rabbi Yom says, forget my pshat, is fakert. He's giving a reason, not only he's pinpointing who is Goyve, he's giving a reason why they're Goyve. Nafilu Rashi says, Koshel, this is also a reason, because they have difficulties in finding out who purchased the karkois from the husband. So Shita says, so maybe we'll say there are two reasons. There are two reasons why we give to the Isha. That's a tziruf, one al tzchine, and one al tal. They have difficulties tak in finding the lekuchas. But also, Rabbi Yomin says, so, weiter, according to my pshat, the Mishnah says the reason why you give to the koshel, because this is the koshel. According to the other pshat, this is a partial reason. So, okay, that's why this pshat is more kosher. So the reason is mentioned in the Mishnah, according to Rabbi Yomin. Now, before we see Tosfos, let us see, there is a Hagah on the side from the Orach, and this will understand Tosfos a little better. So Rashi had said, Mishum Chine, that it seems women were hesitant to get married, but if the women will know that they're secure in the Gvias Ksubim, that they're given the first opportunity to be Goyve from the Metaltali, the Mace, so the Anoshim will be Noisei Chayim Be'enei Ha'anoshim. The Anoshim will be Noisei Be'enei Ha'anoshim. The Oruch says a very interesting pshat. Perish, Tekivin, the Yodi, Itze, the mitche bal choy v'yorshim la'acha misa mikamo, 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 that means she knows that she realizes after misa there are many people who will love to take the money that her husband left over. And everyone is pushed away because of her. So she feels indebted. That's very nice, really. I mean, the Yoshim and the Balchoyv, and I have a din kedime. So she'll be Meshosis Labaila Bechol Koicha Mikachayim, Mitoich Kach Timtso Chain Lefondam. No, if she'll be such a good wife, so she'll be nice chain b'yene baila v'yisholam b'yene lebeinam b'yene lebeinam. So there'll be sholam bayis. So for Kelt, we wanted that she should be nice chain. She's nice chain if you show her that you care about her. So then it works k'mayim ponim ponim. Then she'll care about you. So yeah. And that will bring Shalom Bayis. So Bekitza, the sod of Shalom Bayis is giving. You give the woman more than someone else, so in return she'll give to the husband more, and that's, if you have a zivug of two givers, so there's Shalom. Let us see Taisvis. Leksubis Isha Mishum China. Perish Rabbeinu Chananu. So Ben Hananel seemed somehow to learn like the Oruch Sheyimtzu Hanoshim Chayin Be'enei Hanoshim V'yiu Lahem Koivtzin Yoiso. Men will want to marry the women. V'chein Mashme Be'oruch B'Yerushalmi. V'chein Mashme L'kamon B'Perik Almonim. The Porich L'mandi Omar Mishum Chino Yershin Maichain Ike. So they made a takone that the Yershim of the Isha also have Schusim, Dinek Dime. The Gemara understood that the Yershim are Schorim, the Yershim of the Isha, so where is their Chain over there? Omishani, so the Gemara answers, She Yerashto Bito Oy Achoiso. That the Yoshim of the Isha who are Goyve the Ksube, and we make a kula for her, that's speaking about her daughter, her sister, Perish, af hi tzricha she yikpetsu oleho b'nei Adam, she also needs a shidduch. So fakert, so through that she'll see the kulas we made for Noshim, so that'll make her be nice chain be'enei anoshim, because she'll be very cooperative. Perisha kuntres nami yesh leforish. The kiven sheroyois bito v'achoiso shekach bekal bolem ksube. They see that it's not their ksube. They're not married yet. But they see that the mother's ksube, there's no red tape when it comes to be going with the ksube. So I'll come upon him, so if that's what marriage is all about, so they'll also get married quicker, realizing that there's not many difficulties in the Gvias Aksube. Period. I'll come upon him, we have over here Halacha that we have here two people who b'emeson have equal rights in money from the metaltalim of the mace. And we have a bal choiv and a ksubis ishe, and somehow mishum chino we are magdim the ksubis ishe to the bal choiv. Va'al tetame, so Taisvi says, so I'll בסוחי רמיר דקקש. תהוך יופי כויך אישה מכויך בלחוי משום חינו. So this will understand al tzchina, we have to be magdim the noshim. Ule'inyin ziburis nan banizokin tebalchoy bebeinis uksubis isha biziburis. Which quality of karke is one goive for the choiv, and which quality of karke is one goive for ksubes isha? So the Gemara says in Gittin, a bachoiv is goive mibeinenis. That means it has to be, if he has three dargis of karke, idius, beinenis, ziburis, is the bachoiv is bebeinenis, ksubes isha beziburis. You could give her an inferior karka. It's worth how much the ksub is worth. He's giving her 200 acres in Alaska, but vinishtvi, it's not like kofse leiz vini. To buy a ticket to go to Alaska is the chichet, but it's worth. It's ziburis. Vigiru koicha mikoyach balchoy. So there the Gemara says, so what's the Zigis indict that you give her an inferior quality? So the Gemara says, Mishim diyaisim ashish reitzalisa isha reitzalinose. That means, you have to understand like this. We want that people should be willing to lend money. Now, if the Malvim will know, they'll be aware that they're lending money and they can end up with kark in Alaska, so they'll forget about the whole thing. I feel that they'll get paid, so and ending up with the ziburis. So als the takonis amalve, so he said, if the money, akapon the bainis, it should be a menschliche kark. When it comes to women getting married, what's the problem? You have to give them such a good kark for a ksuba yoysa mimashi. She'ish roitzali, she'isha roitzali. Whatever you give her, she's happy, she's sefriden. Lechoshim ishum chino lasis dina bebeinenis kebal choyv. So Taisvi says a yesod, de'ein ledame istakonis chachomim zu lezu. That means that if we see in one halacha Chazal were madif, the schuse ishe, the zechesh ben avchine. There's another inyan, in another prat, they were madif, the schuse of the Baal Choyv, and magareya, the schuse of the ishe. We can't ask kashas. That means this is a cheshben, and this is a cheshben. And, Chazal knew which halacha we go with which cheshben. It doesn't have to be a clean sweep. If there's a cheshben of chinah, so we have to give everything. Chazal knew for this cheshben is sufficient this, and for this cheshben, for this halacha, but there's a different cheshben. So memeila ein ledamois takonas chachamim zulazu. And Taisa says, I'll prove it to you, ki inyin shemotzinu mashke beimid b'chaye doche. The mashke in the Azore, the dam, the mayim, speaking about tumas mashkin is at the rabbonon. So the mashke in the Azore, they said is toyer. They said is toyer, finished. And Rashi explains that if it's going to become tamei mi the rabbonon, there'll be so many shailas with the kabbonon. So they said, listen, let's not go into chumras over here. We go mikaradin mashke beimid b'chaye dochen shikilu shlelahal beistume b'migdosh. So we think in the migdosh there's fakir. There we go according to the ikaradin. Chumras is outside of the migdosh. In the migdosh you go mikaradin linyikama dvor mechmira yaisa kedemrinim bepsochim. So what's pshat? So Chazal knew each halacha has its own cheshbon, and we can't, we don't know the cheshbonis. Chazal knew the cheshbonis. That's what Taisus answers. The Taisus Arosh wants to give a cheshbon. He wants to say, this is, Emerson, they were chayish that a person should want to lend money. And if he won't get bain in this, he won't lend money. So over here, he's also going to lose. I mean, he won't be able to be goyver from the pekodin and the baal choyv. So the Tos HaRosh says this is a milsa de lo shchiche. That means this is a rare case. That means that there's such a case that the loiver died and he has money. Like this, if he wouldn't have a pekodin, if it's by the yisaimim, so it's metal to the yasme, it's finished. So there's nothing we can do about it. We have a rare case that it's leftover money. It's a pekodin by someone, and there's also a ksubis isha who's going to be goyve. In this case, he's going to lose out. So, because of these cases, it's going to come out that he's going to have to be goyve. Who thought that the loiver would die? God was putting pressure on him. He didn't know he was going to get a heart attack from the pressure. About Kaponim, Mechmein. So this whole thing is a milsad the loy shchich. He lent money and then God, Nebuch, the loiver had a heart attack. So this is a milsad the loy shchich. So a milsad the loy shchich, they weren't so interested in Nilas Delis. You don't have to worry about it. Masha'en kain, by Bainin is, this we have to take care to make sure that Nilas Delis, that the Baal Chayv should be assured that he'll get Al Kaponim, a Bainis to Kikaka for his Peroim. We hear in the Mishnah, Heiniach peiris tlushim min hakalka. The mace left over peiris tlushim. Kol hakoidim behem zocha behem. So the mishnah we have here again, a machlekes, Rab Tarfon Rabbi Kiva. So Rab Tarfon says, whoever is teifis them is zocha. Zoch say, yeah, fine. Zoch say isha yaisa miksubosa. What if the Isha took these peiris and we find out that it's more than the ksubit? So she can share it now. We have her Yerushim and Balei Chayvis. Or Bal Chayv Yoysa Al Chayvi. Hamayser Rab Tarfonim Yinosnu L'Koyshul Shebeh. Rabbi Kiva Imei Merachmin Bedinol Yinosnu L'Yerushim Shekulam Tzrichen Shvuah Vein Yerushim Tzrichen Shvuah. So Memele, it's metaltali the Yasmi, and we don't, the Maisa we give to the Yoshim. Zog the Gemoy, Niach Peiris Atlushim, Rabbi Kiva, Mai Irya Maisa. So the Gemoy asks, why did Rabbi Kiva only speak about the Maisa that they were Teifis? Kulunami the Yoshim have. According to Rabbi Kiva, whenever a person dies, automatically, whether all the metaltum that he possesses belongs automatically to his yoshim, so it's metaltum the yasmi. So why are you talking about the moisa? According to Rabbi Kiva, she chapt metaltum the yasmi. Suma says, ain't no chanam, you're 100% right. Va'aydi, the Omar Rab Tarfon, moisa, toni il nami moisa. Zogt Rashi, kulo nami de Yerushim habe, kiven de time of Rabbi Kiva, mishum de loy nishbohu, who, they didn't swear, kitov shal nami amai zochi, hare zoche ben Yerushim mishas misiv, de Yerushim ozeche mishas misiv, nichsi de yasmi kotovsi. So Rashi learns
Loshen Shailo Zeh, the Gemara's asking a Shaila. Rabbi Kiva holds Tfisa never helps. Amarov, Amarav Nachman, Vuhushe Tofas Michaim. No. Rabbi Kiva holds, if they were Tofas Michaim, then Tfisa will help. Amarav Nachman Sarash says, Mahani Heiche de Tofas Michaim Shalmeis. That if they were typhus called before the mace died, so that Rabbi Kiva holds such a tfisa helps. Now let us see Taisfis. Rabbi Kiva tfisa le mahani klal, perish Rabbeinu Tam, so Rabbeinu Tam is chaylik on Rashi. Rashi learns pshat, that the Gemara is asking a shayla. Does Rabbi Kiva hold, is there a time that Tvisa helps? Perish Rabbeinu Tam, the Rabbeinu Tam says, the Koshele. No, he's asking a Kashem. The Snan Bepirkin Lael, we learned in the previous Perik, Abi Shemeres Yovam, Kodma Hi Zachso. That, we learned over there that, Chomim hold that, if the Shemeres Yovam was Taifis, Metaltalim, Zachsad is Meshubit Luxuboso. Afal Gav the Metaltali Loim Mishtabdi Luxub, according to the Chachomen, become Oki Mahani Tvise, is Otto Miname the Masnisen the Loike Rabbi Kiva. That's it's a kasha, it's not a shaila. Kiva tvisa le mahani klal, we saw in the previous Mishnah that tvisa does help. Omar Rove, Omar Rav Nachman, vuhu shetofas michaim, perish. The mahani tvisa michaim the baal, afilu Rabbi Kiva. If she was Taifis, Michaim the Baal, that helps the full according to Rabbi Kiva, the Hishaite, by Shaiche Shvue. There's no din, Habolifra Menichse Yosem, Likrine by Habolifra Menichse Yosem, Lifra Labishvue. The Kivin, the Ein, Srichen Shvue, Zochu Bameshe Beyodam. So the Zeiche, is Rabbi Kiva only holds that over here they trapped. What do you mean they trapped? The trapping is nothing. The Kozman, the not Mevara to Besden, they don't swear, so the chapping is nothing. So, Fakel, so the Yerushas HaYosemim comes before their Tvisa. The Tvisa is worthless. But if they'll chap Mechayim, where there's no need for them to swear, so then the Tvisa will help. No Masnisen Delel, but so if there were Taifis Mechaim, it'll help. Masnisen Delel Gabi Yovam, the case by Yovam, Ki'ilu Tofso Bechaye Yabal. So that Mishnah is really speaking about that she was Taifis after Mrs. Habal. But it's Ki'ilu Tofso Bechaye Yabal, the Bemokim Ochiv Koi. The Yovam is Imid Yokum Hashem Ochiv. Hilkach, therefore, Kodmahi Zochsa. So if she was Taifis, that's equivalent to Tfisa Michaim. So it's a Kasha and a Teretz, not a Shaila and it was Poishit. Umiyu Mashme Bereish Almona Lekamon. So Taifis says, the Gemara further says, and well, let's explain something. That, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, not asking an innocent shaila, we have a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that a Shemeres Yovam kechap metaltalim for a ksube. And here it says that you can't chap. So the Gemara says, yeah, that's mechaim, it's not mechaim. Umiyu mashma bereish almona lekamon, lemahani tfisa leksuba afilu mechaim debal. Moshe Forish Besomuch. The Gemara later seems to say you cannot chap Michaim the Baal. Aces, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, we have a kasha. We have a kasha from a Mishnah that says an Isha can chap. So the Teretz, and then that Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Kiva, we pass on Rabbi Kiva. So the Teretz of the Kasha is, Tvisa Michaim helps. Now, God, that Mishnah is not Tvisa Michaim, it's Lacha Mises, but it's also like Tvisa Michaim. But the Teretz of the Kasha is that Tvisa Michaim helps, and if the Yavam is Oymed B'mokim Ochiv, so it's equivalent to Tvisa Michaim. But I go away from our Gemara, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, that an Isha could chap the ksube, the metalplum for the ksube, bechaye bailo. That's what says klor na gemore. And Taisu says, the gemore says further, and that's how the gvov, that an isha cannot be taifis metalpuli for her ksube, michayim de baal. The mehani tvisa look suba, fila michayim de baal. Kamoisha forish besomuch. But not na ksuba ligvis mechayim, we'll see later. Mechayim the baal, since it's not as man gvi, it's not as man tvis either. Umikol moke, yesh li yasher perish abeinu tam, the nahei de le mahani tvise mechayim the baal, mishum dle nit na ksuba ligvis mechayim. Mikol moke, kiven de tofis mechayim mahani le baal choyv, Afilu Rabbi Kiva, b'chayyovim nami mani tfise. So, b'emison, the Gemara, an isha techap aksuba b'chayye yabal, I mean, our sugya is delving on a problem at halfu, the yasmi, you need a shvua, you can't chap. So, and that we have a Mishnah that says that, ayyavam mekut chap. So that the Gemara says, as long as there's a Tvisa Michayim, then Rabbi Kiva is moide that Tvisa helps. Now there's another problem. There's a problem, Lenitva Ksuba Ligves Michayim. So Lamaisa and Isha will not be able to be Tvisa Ksuba Michayim. Fine. That's also true. But what we're saying is a true fact. Can a Balchoiv be Tvisa Michayim of the Loive? Can an Isha be Toifis La'acha Misas Bailo? Then it's Nitnaksuba Ligvais because, Yavum Ka'achadami. So Al Koponim, the Yesoida Dvorim is Negeya Abal Choiv and the Shemeres Yavum. Bekuntres pirish the loshen shayli, mas nisen the lali motzel mifrach ke de pirash the yosam. Rashi said on that, Taisa said on daf pei beis that, chlauf ad akashe from that Mishnah is speaking about a tfisa le tzayrich shibud. This is not goyve the metalfum. She just wants they should become a shubit. Our sugi is speaking about a tvisa letzorech gviye. So, the two different sugiyas. So, this b'chlal no kasha from Yenem Mishnah on Rabbi Kiva. How does that shim with Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Kiva is speaking about gviye, a tvisa letzorech gviye, and they're speaking about a tvisa letzorech shibut. Just to understand the next tosfos for 1 minute, let us just see that tzadik vorum et aleph. That will understand the words of Taisvis. And that's at the Gvovam at Aleph, three lines before the lines get wide, by the small ches. Omar Rabbeloza, Almona Shetofsa Metaltalim, Bimzoina Iseho, Ma Shetofsa Tofsa. If she was Taisvis, the taltalim for her mezoinis, it helps. Leimavkina mina. Tanya nami hochi, almona shetofso, metaltum zoiniseo, ma shetofso tofso. Now let's skip, fine. Omar Ravina, let's skip to the third line when it gets wide. So we now know that Tfisa helps for Mizainis. Omar Ravina, Beloya Moran Elul Mizaini. A Tfisa, let's, we're talking about Michaye Abal, let's say, only helps for Mizainis. Avoluksube Mavkina Mino. But if she chapna Taltlan for the Ksube Mavkina Mino. Maskiv lo mal baravashi. So mal baravashi did not understand what Ravina said. Maishna leksube. I don't understand. Why aksube not? The mimikalki v'loi mimitaltali. Because aksube mitaltalim is not mishube leksube. So if you see saying, so since mitaltali loi mishtabdi leksube, afili mechaim, it also shouldn't help. Mizoinis nami mimikalki v'loi mimetaltali. So the same klal is by mizoinis also. Metalti are not mishubit for mizoinis. Elo mizoini mai de tovsa. It's not talking about mishubit. She chapped it already. Mai de tovsa tovsa. Ochinami liksubit. So bekitzel, mal baravashi did not understand Ravina's pshore. Es Ravina differentiated between Mizainis and Ksube, Maba Rabashi didn't understand it. Oma le Rab Yitzhak bar Naftoli le Ravina hoche omrine mishmei derove kevosach. You know, when Maba Rabashi made a esha merdi kekashe, but you know, Rove said like you. Rove said that a tvise for Tvisa Metaltlim for Ksuba does not help, a Tvisa Metaltlim for Mezainis does help, period. So now we have here a Gemara and Dav Tzadik Vov, that Rava holds Tvisa for of Metaltlim for Ksuba does not help. Now let's go back to our Gemara, and we are now Bikiyim. Now we just learned on Dav Pei Dalad Omid Beis, Omar Rove, we have here the same Rove, Omar Rav Nachman, Vuhu Shetofas Michaim. But Tvisa does help. The Gemara said, does Tvisa help? Yeah, Tofas Michaim does help. Nire Leforish. So let's see the next Taisus. Vuhu Shetofas Michaim. So now we know what was bothering Taisus. Taisus had a shrekelch, a problem. There in Daf Tzadik Vav, Rava says Tvisa does not help for Ksuba. Here he says it does help. Nira Leforish, and he says the Teretz before the Kasha. The Baal Choy Vari. Here he's speaking about a Baal Choy. But there's no Chasonim, they need the Ksuba Ligvais Michaim. The Biksuba Lemahani Tvisa Lerove, the Hoche Afilu Michaim. Kidemasik Rav Yaakov Mishmei de Rove, Kiravine de Hosom. Rav Yaakov said that the Rove holds like Ravine. The Oma, Ravine said over there, like Omru, the Mahanyi Tvisa be Metaltlum, Elo le Mezainis. Ravine said it only helps by Mezainis. Avalik Subi Mavkinen, Obe Tvisa Mechaye Mairi, that's speaking about Tvisa Mechaye. The Ibe Tvisa de Lacha Mise, if it's speaking about Tvisa Lacha Mise, Eichi Boy Hosam Abba Rabash Lameima, the Afila Biksuba Loimavkin, and he says, listen, if it helps, let it help Afila by Ksuba. What do you mean? We pass on to Rabbi Kiva, Tvisa Zichel is not Lacha Mise for Ksuba. So speaking about Tvisa Michai, so there we have a member of Rova that Tvisa Michai Mlegabi Ksuba does not help. Here we have a Rove that Tvisa Michaim does help. So Nira Leforish, that here we're speaking about Baal Choyv, where there's no chesaron of Leinitna Ksuba Ligvais Michaim. And there we're speaking about Ksuba. V'chein mashme Baaloch is Darus the Michaim Ayri. Over there. The Pirshu Hosam, Dainu Taime, the Leimani Tvisa Biksuba, Kamaiva Balchoy, Mishum Dani Diksuba, Ligvis Michai. So Mamela, so that's the Teretz. The Gemara and Dav Tzadik Vav is speaking about Ksuba. Tvisa Michayim and Ksuba doesn't help. And Gemara speaking about Ksuba, but Davke by Ksuba doesn't help because Dani Diksuba, Ligvis Michai. Now Gemara is speaking about Balchoy. Miul Mizainis, why by Mizainis? Doesn't optik the Rabbonim that they were mesakin eis that tvisa. Don't sell the commercial tiktu shemecher shalei bebezn lotzeich mezainus. Period. Rabbeinu Chananu Pirish Lekamo, the Hod Omele Rav Yaakov Le Ravine, Hochim Rine Mishmei de Rove Kevosech, that Rove holds like you, that what, that Tfise Michayim does not help by Ksube, Einoi. So Rabbeinu Chananu says it's not true. Because I have enough in the Rove that says Nitzazoi. The Omar Rove Gufei Hosum Lekam on Dav Tzadik Ches Zilu Vahovu Lo Rove said on Dav Tzadik Ches give her Lahi De Tov Sekasa De Kaspa Leksubosa. So there was a Maise that a woman was Toifis a silver kois and Rove says give it to her. So you see, Klo, that Rava holds, that Tvisa helps by Ksube. So the Rach says that when Rabbi Yaakov told him the Rava holds like Rabin, it's not true. Vay Marie de Lavra, yehi. So according to the Rach, there's no problem. So, there's no such Rava. So our Rava can be speaking by Ksube also. Vay Marie de Lavra, dikalameime de hi Tvisa de Kasa de Kaspe, Havi Birshus Yisoimim, not she hopped away from the Yisoimim. No, they gave her the Kasa, the Kasa for the Ksube. Vishemo, why were they so good-hearted? Svurim hoyu lav si the Mesoinis adei tvises. The minute a woman gets paid up the Ksube, so she can't be given Mesoinis. So they wanted a pater of a Mesoinis. Oh, but it's not muchach, from that come out, there's a steer that Rava holds that Tvisa does. We can't hear a dog about Malchoy Vairi. The Rabbeinu Chananu Posek Lekama Dechamah Baravashi Kaimelon, Doma Bein Leksube, Bein Lemezoinis, Masha Tavsa Tavsa, the Klush has come Kama Baravashi, Bar Meber Shvur, Vechivri, period. Akwana Bein Chananu Paskin is Allah that Tvisa does help by Ksube. Zog to Gemara Vaita. Uli Rabbi Talfa, we heard in the Mishnah that if the Baal left over Peiris Telushim and she chapped, so the Tvisa helps. Frek the Gemara, the Manchi Hecha, where are these Peiris Telushim lying? Is Rav Shmuel the Omri Tavayu, Vuhu Shetziburin Umunochin Bershusarab? That the husband's payres that he left over the Bershusarab, which is a very, in Deichik Dike Kimte, that he left over payres in the middle of Bershusarab, about Kaponim, that's the case. Avo Besimte, Rav Shmuel says, but if the payres of the Baal, if the payres of the mace are besimte, then Rab Talfen holds that they cannot mon any more from these payres. Then it's called metaltui de yasmi. We'll see in a minute. Rab Yoichin v'reish lokish tamri tabai filo besimte. Rab Yoichin v'reish lokish also filo payres for besimte. You could mon the Baal Choyvim Subisisha Kudman from the Peiris. Now let us see Rashi. The Manchi Eicha, Hanach Peiris, the Kamar Abtar from the Bishas Misem, Loizochu Behen Yorshim, it's not considered metaltli the Yasmi, Elo Yiske Behem HaKoidim. Whoever chaps it can chap it. Where are they lying? So the Sarab is Musab Bishusarab, but if it's Besimte Kerem Zovis as Mukhalushusarab, they owe them Ha'oisin Schoire Zaim Zebishuk. The Reitzim Ledaber Divreim Benachas Vishibadas, the Shusarab is a thoroughfare people go through. Mistalkim Lashom, so you go to the Simte. Avu Besimte Loi Oma Raftavan Kola Koidim Zochawai. The kivin, the mokim ha'roi lekinyinu, This is a mokim horoy lekinyin, kedemrinem ba'alme de meshiche kanye hosom, afiloman yomishu sarab mloy kanye, but asimte is koine, ein ze mokim hefker, bizoche ben yorshe mishas mise, b'marzik boy shom, kemarzik boy beveisom. Now, I think that the Lashon of Rashi is a little misleading. Rashi seems to be saying that Rishus HaRab Meshich is in Koine. Pesim Teris Koine. Bezoche Ben Yershim Mishas Misim. Now, we are L'chayre comparing two different inyonim. We're speaking about Yerusha. We're speaking about when are the Yerushim the Metaltalim. Like this, if the Yerusha wasn't Nigmar, so it's not called Metaltali, the Yasmi. So a Baal Chayv Kibi Taifis, a Ksubasisha. The Yerusha was Nigmar, so then it's Metaltali the Yasmi. Now, Kinyin Yerusha is not dependent on Maisa Kinyonim. No one's making a Mashiach or nothing. Afal Pikain, we are speaking about Avopikain, we are speaking about, there's a maile if it's found in a simte or if it's found in Rishus HaRab. So what is the maile of a simte? If we're not speaking with a Mashiach, how do we combine the simte to the Yerusha? So Dachsme Pshat is like this. Pshat is, Taisvis in Kedushin, Lafchafeim at Beis, Tirmasl Behem, Tesis Bigzan Rabchaim Koim, Simte is Mushal to anyone who puts down his Chafeitzim. I mean, a person has a right to keep his Chafeitzim in a Simte. In a Rishus HaRab, I'm exhausted, I want to put down my peckle, a policeman will come over to me with a ticket, you're blocking traffic. You have no right to park your things in the middle of a Rishus HaRab. But a simte is a place where a person has a right to put down his packages. Now, so let us, for example, let's say Berl puts down his packages and then Shmerl comes. He wants to put down his package. Bell says, well, I'm sorry. I put it down first. This mokim is mushal to me. And that's 100% right. It's mushal to the one who put it down. But not only is it mushal to the one who put it down, al pi cheshbon, it's mushal to the one who it belongs to. So that means if Bell's package is in a simte, so this mokim is mushal to Bell. So Mamela, so Rav Shmuel said, Amor de Kizach. That means Rav Tarfon was Machadish Achidish, which is, we have to appreciate that it's Achidish. That the Halacha, that Metaltali, the Yasmi, Loi Mishtabdi Lebal Choyv, when is it considered Metaltali, the Yasmi, Kshenichnas Lershus Hayoshim? That means it's not sufficient that it belongs to them, the Zicha Kinyin Yerusha, which occurs right away, Bishas Misa. It's theirs, but it's not Nimtso Birshusam. So Kozman, it's not Nimtso Birshusam. It's not called Metaltli Diyasmi. Memela Balchayv could be Goyvik, so Basisha could be Goyvik. So Rav Shmuel said as follows. So if it's Bershus HaRabim, the Peiris, it's Taka not Nimtso Bershusam, it's Bershus HaRabim. So that what it's not Nimtso Bershusam, so that's Megareis, so it's not called Metaltali Diyasmi. It wasn't completely Nichnas Bershusam. But if it was left over Besimte,
So Memele, if it was left over Besimta, the father dies left over Besimta. So now, the minute the father dies, they yarshin the chafetzim. Whatever the father left over, they yarshin. So the pages, they yarshin. Now, who is this Mokim Mushal to? To the Baal HaPeiris. So it's Nimtza B'Shusam. So Memele, so Rav Shmuel said, that if it's Nimtza B'Simta, so Memele, then you can't be Tavis anymore. That's what Rashi feels like. The Rai is from Meshicha, because the gather of Kinyan Meshicha, I also have to be Moshech L'Shusi. There has to be some sort of a Meshicha L'Shusi, that's a Meshicha B'Shusam. Rav doesn't help. It's not sufficient the Eros Bailus. And being Moshech to a Rishus, they have a Rishus to keep it there, is also called Rishusi. So Memele, so that's what Rashi says, Va'marzik boi shom, ke marzik boi bevei som. It's theirs, and it's in their Rishus. The Mokim is Mushal to them. Now, Im keine manachnu, so now we have to understand a beautiful svore. So what's the svore of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish? Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish say, afilu besimte, and also, you can still make tfise. L'chaire, you could say that because arze gufa onu donim, that means we are, it's mitla toli vekoi. That's true. The simte is mushul to the bala peiris, but as a guf on adonim, who do we consider the bala peiris? Do we consider the yershim the bala peiris? Or maybe, since the bal chayv and the ksubesisha want to be goyve the peiris, so they have a din of bala peiris. You can't make it b'shusam till your machia that their s'chus tvisa doesn't give them a din bailas. So zeguf onu donim. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish held that for some reason we have to first be done who is considered the bala peiris, that the simta is mushul to that bala peiris, so it's not muchach that the yoshim are considered the bala peiris. Fine. Zot the Gemara weiter. Dein deine kiraptalfen. Now the Gemara says there was a meise that a balchoi veksubesishu was teifes metalfen from a pekodin, from peiris, base. Vahadre Reish Lakish le'ugda minai. Reish Lakish heard about it, so he said, no, you give it back to the Yoshim, we pass on it from a kiva. Omalei Rabbi Yochanan, osiso kishal teirech, mein der, Rabbi Kiva is aloch lemoyshe misina, we pass on it from a kiva. I mean, you hold we pass on it from a kiva, very good, we'll go to your bez and you'll pass on it from a kiva. But this very good was a gemar dinner, very, was a psak din, they paskin like Raptafen, Raptafen, so you can define it, he had a bezden that paskin already like Raptafen. So what right do you have to be seiser a psak bezden? A sisek is shal teure, let's see what Rashi says. Zut Rashi, vahadre luvde, sova lo ke Rabbi Kiva, he held like Rabbi Kiva, like mahani tvisa. Fine. So Rabbi Yochanan told Reish Lakish, "Osiso divrei Rabbi Kiva kilein alocha lemoishim misinai shechazal to maise bezn." Those are psak bezn that the tvisa helps. Daye lonu lekayim alocha kemoise lechatchil. Look, you hold it after paskal et Rabbi Kiva. So if they would come to you, you paskal et Rabbi Kiva. Avol mishenase v'nigmar adin. There was a psak already in a gmar din. Ain't long no lasse, you can't be say so din bezin because you hold we have to pass on to Rabbi Kiva. Zog te gemore, leime boke miflegi. De mar sove torbet var mishne chayza. Reish Lakish holds, it's a torbet var mishne. These dayone, they pass on. We have a klal, alochik Rabbi Kiva mecha veiroi. So memele, so we have klolim out the paskin. They paskin like Raptav. It's a tobit va mishne chayza. Umar sove tobit va mishne ne chayza. Tumor says loy. The kulam a tobit va mishne chayza.
That's the machlokes. We boy you say me the kulam alochik abekive mechavei roi. Veloy me rabbi. Boche boche miflegi. Ma'asov raptaf and rabbi had it. So that's what the Daini Raptafen held. Ma'asov chavei reyave. So my mail, that's what Rish Lakish held. Vi boy is same with the kulalma chavei reyave. Boche boche miflegi. Ma'asov halochitma, ma'asov motinitma. One said halochitma, we paskin like Rabbi Kiva. One said, we're not like Rabbi Kiva, but if it was ready, get passing like Rabbi Talfin, we won't, when the Zicha won't be Marzer, the Psak did. Let us see Rashi, Bidvar Mishneh, the Kamon Alochik, Rabbi Kiva, Eche de Chidoi Poligale. Avogav, the Lav, the Mishneh Mamish to Nina Law, this Klau Alochik, and Kiva Mechaveiroi was not said in the Mishneh, Alashmaita da Meiroi, bin mir san hedren de khoyze de min nasen af lo tobe dvar de drave shmul am am alayn da memra va mer mezoch if this a this a memra va mer roim which tells us guidelines how to paskin ich mein de besten paskins verkehrt ins khoyze Allah hit ma Allah ke bekiv me khaver mot nit ma mot ma rol khatkhil akhra bekiv mi yavet kidakh la madrin enov Sagt der Gemara weiter. Itma. Na, es mutten Itma. Kreiwe der Rabbi Yochanan, Korre bei Rabbi Yochanan, Tofes, Poro, de Yasmi, Misimte. Korre bei Rabbi Yochanan, Chabt a Poro of Yesoimim. It was left over Misimte. That means it never was Nichnas Loshus Yesoimim. Now, Rabbi Yochanan holds, according to Rabbi Talfin, it's also, you could still make tvisa. Also, the kame de Rabbi Yochanan, the korev came to Rabbi Yochanan, ah, boch, Hashem, you have a korev, a poisek, you know, when you do something, you have to ask. So they came to Rabbi Yochanan, omelu, shapet, afastu, you did good, gehabt, finished, reingehabt. Also, the Kami the Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, they came to Rish Lakish, Amalahu, Zilo, Ahadu. Go get back to Rabbi, give back to the Yisayimim. You give back to the Yisayimim. You pass not Rabbi Kiva. Also, the Kami the Rabbi Yochanan, I came back to Rabbi Yochanan, listen, I mean, the other, the Rabbi Rish Lakish said, Nitazai, Amalahu, Ma'aseh, I can't help you. I'm a Korev, Rabbi. So I can't piskin for you. Shekinegdi cholokalai, he's a competent poisek, and he's a poisek, he can paskin, I can't paskin. So memele, so if I fall, you get back to the assignment. He paskins like a bekive. So trashe, kreive the rabbi yochanan kreivov, zilo ado, the sviloi, kerbekive, the tvisad lacha misa lav klumi, that's a rishlokish holds. Shekinegdi shoko kemoisi. Let us see, Toysve, Shaper, Tefastuo, Taimo, Lefi, Madet, Tautzine, Lael, Marsov, Motnitma, came out Rabbi Yochanan holds, Nahal, Lochik, Rabbi Kiva, Motnitma, Masmul, Chatchila, of Dinen, Rabbi Kiva, Lachatlu, Vidula, Rabbi Kiva, Tehechi, Komulu, Hoche, Shaper, Tefastuo, I mean, Afulu, Rabbi Yochanan holds that Motnitma, The Shem is a choshev k'moy di'evet k'even the kvar tafsua. This is already di'evet. They chapter already. So now the din motin is, if you ask me a shah, I'll tell you don't chapter. But if it's chapter already, flacha maise. Yeah. Zok the Gemara weiter. Ahu bikra di'asmi. There was a shomer of behemoths, shame behemoths saying, the tofsi tura minei. They chapped, someone chapped an ox. And the shayla was, he was the shamer of the father. The father died, he's the shamer of the yisaimim.
Balchoiv Oma Mechayim Tafis Nalei. I chapped it when the father was still alive. So this is a Tfisa Mechayim. Get a member of Rav Nachman that Tfisa Mechayim helps. Ubikra Oma La'acha Misa Tafsei. The Shemus had an echte ketok. It was gechapped La'acha Misa. Also, the Kamei de Rav Nachman. So they came to Rav Nachman to ask him a shayla. I would have said, who's telling the truth? Omalei, so yes, the Shema Islach Sadi de Tofsei. Do you have Edim that saw how he chapped it? Tvisa was speaking about was not given over. That means he chapped it, Taki. That's the Taich Tvisa, that he went in to your, to where the behemoths were, and he took it out forcefully. That's the Taich Tvisa. So do you have Edim that saw that it was grabbed out of your issues? Omalei lav. Omalei, so he told him, so migu de yochala meimala kuchu biyodi. So this Balchoiv, if he's a liar, he could have, he's a tofus now in the shoyer. How did he get the shoyer? We don't know how he got the shoyer. No one knows how he got the shoyer. So if he'd be a liar, why does he have to say Gansa Asik that he copped it before? Let him say he bought it. He bought it. He bought a, you don't write a star on the shirt. So a person is toughest in the shirt. Koma shatach shalom marein shaloi. That's a riot that it's his. So he has a migo. He could have said that he bought it. Yochanami lemeima machayim tefisnalei. So he's Nemon to say already, he's Amigo. So he's Nemon to say, Mechaim Tafisna, with Amigo, he could have said, Lakuach Biyod. Frek de Gemore, Vomar Ishlokish Hagoydris, Einlem Chazoket. So the Gemore says, I beg your pardon. That means, that Haloche, when a person times Lakuach on Metalfalim, he's Nemon. So it works with alumdis. There's a chazaka koma shatachas yadodam harein shalai. That means, the shaila is, if let's say, if, Reuven is holding, a sack of potatoes that we know belong to Shimon. So now the shaila is, how did Reuven get hold of the potatoes? So Reuven says, I bought it from Shimon. So in the klal, kol ma shatach shadam arein shaloi, we're not marzik a person b'chatife, machapnet aso yishnel. It's not, so if he says he bought it, and Shimon says he chapt it, we believe Reuven. But that is dafke, if the only way can come into Reuven's reshus is either through chatife or through lekiche, we assume that Mustama came through Lekiche. Leimachsakin in Inish Bachatife. But a behema is a Baal Chai that walks around. So I'll tell you, so it could very well be that how did he get hold of the behema? Not he bought it, not he chapped it. It was walking. He sees a behema walking in the street. Is he knew what to do with it. So he took it and he said, now he says he bought it. So that's why the Reish Lakish says, HaGoydris Eilam Chazoke, Behemes, Gidris Soin, that by holding it is no Raya Bechlau that you bought it. There's no Haloch of Kol Ma Shatachet Shadodam Arein Shaloi by Soin, because there's no Raya, it's not a Tfisa Mechachas. From your holding it is not a Raya that you bought it. Ayilai Machzakin in Inish Bechtifet, Aki didn't chap it either, but it walked into your shoes, it walked into your hands. So the Gemara says, Shani Ture de Mesira Leroye. By a Shepsel, it's taka that way, that they can very well get out of hand and they could walk into someone else's reshus. But, an ox is under the Shmira of a Roye, and, the only way it can get into someone's reshus is either through Chatifa or through Lekicha. So Mamela, here he has a migum. Zogt Rashi, Bikra diyasmi shema bei meisel. The tofus tura minei, bal choiv, shel meis tofse be beise shema. Agoidrus bei medake,
Oshem Gidrei Saim. Ein Lam Chazok, in Amatzik Bem Yocholoim Al Lekuchenem Biyodi, Shema Motzon. Maybe he found them, Bichnisam Bebeis, we should bow Kalalach Besodeis. Let us just see, Taisfes, Isloch Sadi de Tofseid. So Rav Nachman es, Yuv Eidim, that's what I'm chapit. Legasinen, the La'acha Misen. Not a yesin Yuv Eidim, that's why they chapter after Misa. Elekivan Islai Sadi de Tofseminei, Obalkochei Gozlei, Sulei Motzilamitin, Lekuchu Biyodi. That's what he means to say. That means if you have Eidim on the Tfisi, does never migu. But if there's no way to mandate the Tvisa, then it'll be Nemo to Taine that I was Taifus at Mechaim with Amigo of Lekachdiv.